The next patient is Mr. Leon Kathan. The spelling of Kathan is K like in kilo, A like in alpha, T like in tango, H like in hotel, A like in alpha, N like in November. Kathan. Leon, L-E-O-N. Number one. Clinical case of an 84-year-old white male that has a history of arterial hypertension. That is treated with the administration of hydralazine 50 milligrams four times a day, lisinopril 40 milligrams on daily basis, metoprolol, .5 milligrams POVID, and spironolactone 50 milligrams on daily basis. Period. The blood pressure has been under control most of the time. The last time that we had the opportunity to see Mr. Kathan was in 2018. His blood pressure was 142 over 68. Today, the blood pressure is 139 over 61. The patient feels well. The main concern is that when spironolactone was added to the antihypertensive regime, the blood pressure came down. The possibility of aldosterone-driven hypertension is entertained, and for that reason, the patient has been referred to this office again, period. We have a determination of plasma renin activity that is reported to be 2 nanograms per milliliter, which is low. However, the correspondent serum aldosterone is not reported. The aldosterone renin level couldn't be established. Period. We are going to repeat this test, and we are going to make sure that the patient doesn't have any pathology in the tomographic imaging with the CT scan that we are going to order. Period. The patient was discussed with the radiologist in order to be able to obtain the results that we want. Period. In summary, we are going to rule out the possibility of adrenal adenoma, adrenal hyperplasia, adrenal carcinoma. Period. The concern is there, but in the presence of a blood pressure that is responded to the therapy, we just have to rule out the pathology. Period. Number two, CKD3 stage, excuse me, CKD stage 3A. Associated to nephrosclerosis, the patient has hyperlipidemia, arterial hypertension, more than 30 years of diabetes mellitus, period. Following number. The patient has a normal urinary sediment. There is no activity at all there, and there is no evidence of macroproteinuria. The proteinuria that the patient has is very selective, around 200 milligrams in 24 hours. Following number, hypertension that is under, excuse me, following number is obesity. Following number, benign prostatic hypertrophy. We are going to reevaluate the urinary bladder through a post-void kidney ultrasound in order to rule out urinary retention and the size of the prostate and the possibility of calcifications, trabeculations, obstruction, period. We are going to see this patient in 4 weeks with above mentioned workup. Thanks a lot for your referral. We'll keep you posted.